Have you been interested in learning more about what you can do on farm to offset carbon emissions? Well, due to overwhelming interest in last year's Farmer for Climate Action Climate Smart Scholarship, the group is partnering with Australian National University and hosting a free online course at the end of this month to educate farmers who want to increase their resilience to climate change and understand agri-politics. Ellen Litchfield is a pastoralist from Wilparena Station in South Australia and is the coordinator of the project. She says farmers will hear from experts at the university on topics such as climate change science, carbon farming, adaption options and communicating climate change.
It's important from a range of reasons, from the consumer demand to know that their product is sustainable and climate smart, as well as, farmers are small business owners or small to large business owners. So, you know, climate risk is a really active and real threat to businesses now, and farmers need to be on top of that.
Do you think most farmers actually understand things like carbon farming and sort of the politics around climate change?
Actually, Farmers for Climate Action recently did a large survey across our farmers and found that only about 10% of farmers had a strong understanding of carbon farming and carbon markets, and nearly everyone surveyed wanted to know more and learn about what it means for their business. And I guess farmers are in a unique position compared to other industries, and that they're constantly getting the question of if they should be creating carbon credits to bail out fossil fuel industries, or if they should be creating carbon credits for their own product. So, you know, there's a lot of pressure and discussion happening at all ag events and at the pub, at the sale yards. So it's really topical at the moment for all farmers.
Things like carbon farming just sound really complicated, but is it as complicated as it seems on face value?
No, I don't think so. I think once we get used to it and once we get the methodologies that are sort of tried and proven, it's really simple way that we can measure the tons of carbon sequestered on a property. So no, I think once we get used to the terminology and understanding the different ways that it works, it will be quite simple. But you know, it's like any biological process, there's nuances and different complications can arise.
And on that point, can you just give a quick example of how a farmer might implement carbon farming on their farm?
Yeah, so some of the obviously more simple methods would be, you know, planting a tree line. And I think the really important thing for most farmers is making sure that they also have other co-benefits. So, you know, we're seeing a lot of the benefits of having tree lines and shelters for sheep producers because of improving lamb mortality rates. So that's a really simple one that also produces some other co-benefits. Same with increasing your soil carbon. So carbon obviously helps, and the organic matter in soil increases the water holding. So anything that increases soil carbon is also really good for growing things. So yeah, I think there's some really simple ways, and the important thing is that the carbon farming method that you undertake also has some other co-benefits that you're wanting to get out of your farm as well.
Farmers for Climate Action created a scholarship called the Climate Smart Scholarship last year. 330 farmers registered for this scholarship when there's only 20 positions. So is that one of the reasons that your organisation decided to team up with the Australian National University for this online workshop on the 31st of May?
Yes, it is. And I mean, obviously that just really provides a clear picture that farmers want to know more in this space. And we're really excited about it. So the 20 scholars that we were able to pick for our scholarship that you mentioned earlier did a three-day course with the Australian National University, which was fantastic. It goes through, you know, the climate change science, carbon farming, how to talk about climate change, soil carbon, all the different terminologies and words that are thrown around in this space a lot. Obviously, these courses are very expensive and very labour-intensive. And so we've worked with ANU to develop a first for them and us, obviously, doing this into one day of, and we're using the lecturers that the farmers really thought were really highlights and something that they could use back at home really well. So it's going to be really interactive. That's why we've, you know, it obviously is tricky for us as to how many people we can have, but we can have a lot more people in this course because we're allowing a lot more time for discussions and question times. You know, it's giving farmers access to the scientists that are quoted in, you know, the IPCC reports and those sorts of things that can help them apply it back on their properties.
Producer and industry advisor Ellen Litchfield from Farmers for Climate Action speaking with Jane McNaughton. The online workshop is taking place next week on May 31st. For more information, head to farmersforclimateaction.org.au. You're listening to The Rural Report. I'm Elsie Adamo. It's 23 past 6.